everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Josh Reese.
Yo.
Hey.
Good to see you. Good to see you in the booth today, Josh.
It's stepping up. It's been so long since I've seen a WWE pay-per-view.
Yes.
And you know what? I think I can go a little bit longer without watching it.
And have you been watching Raw and SmackDown?
No.
Yeah. So you don't even know about the rise of Logan Paul.
No.
Yeah, he's just been fighting, like just knocking off guys, climbing that ladder to get a big championship match. No, actually, just because he's a celebrity, you know, he's a celebrity, he got it. But this guy can wrestle.
He's so good. I mean,
he's good in the ring.
It's a shame that he was a celebrity before he started wrestling.
Right.
Because we would all be loving this guy. I mean, look, it's what we expected. The feud was terrible. Logan Paul is just cringe on the microphone.
Sure. Yeah.
But then in the ring, he's awesome.
Right.
I mean, he has such natural ability.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it was the best match of the night, easily. Yeah.
Right.
Because I do AEW, I should you know, liken it to AEW a little bit. Logan Paul, I'm going to confuse the hell out of them. I'm going to say Paul. He looked a lot like Angelico, you know, but like with more flair. Do you
from
remember?
From what?
Angelico?
From what?
From AEW.
Oh my, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but with more flair. People would watch AEW.
I guess they have similar gear, but why would you even bring up the Angelico? I mean, Jesus, Josh.
Who the fuck is that?
He
was tall, stringy, and he could bounce just like Paul here. Paul had some good moves.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. No, I mean, It was a really good match. I think they got a little out of hand with all the interference at the end.
That did feel like AEW.
Like Logan Paul's friends. Like, I guess that was part of the deal.
Sure.
Like, let me bring my friends in there.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was...
What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 interference?
Mm-hmm. It was
six?
A lot.
And then Cole was like, oh, I can't wait to listen to the reaction on Impulsive.
Okay. Go fuck yourself.
But
dude.
I mean, Logan splashing him on through the table, holding the phone.
Yeah.
The frog splash. He was as high as Street Profits gets.
Montez Ford.
Like, he was up there.
He's an athletic motherfucker.
He is.
Yes.
Dude. Yeah. No. It was really good.
Have Shawn Michaels manage him moving forward, and he might be good. Like, put it out there.
Every match, they neutralize Shawn Michaels by like putting something on his nose, and then he just goes cross-eyed and he can't. He just runs into the barricade or something.
Absolutely.
Oh God, no, I don't know where I'm going.
So we have the Crown Jewel. Let's start at the beginning. We have the Crown Jewel intro by Titus O'Neil.
Right.
And I guess that tracks since this is where he slid under the ring. You know, he was like this. I mean, Saudi Arabia is where I had my most famous moment. Ran out for the Rumble, slid under the ring, and was never seen again.
He is infamous in Saudi Arabia, apparently.
He should have been like, don't get too excited. And then they show the spot. That would have been great for the intro.
That would have been good.
So our first match, we have Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar.
Mm.
Lashley comes out first to start the pay-per-view. And then we get like the 5-minute video package.
I mean, he comes out. Then it's like 7 minutes, I think. I was looking until Brock comes out. It's crazy.
Yeah, we don't need the video package for this match.
No
story here.
There's none.
Brock returned and he attacked Lashley for no reason, and somehow Brock is the babyface.
Right.
Because he's the more over guy.
I don't believe in that video package. I even saw Brock attack him. I don't remember that.
So they just want to change the story now?
No, I thought the video package was more just about showing how dominant Lashley was.
I think they did show it.
Maybe.
But it was quick.
How many people order or watch a pay-per-view that have no idea what's going on and need to be caught up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what?
Right.
Okay, maybe you in this case, but did you really need all that?
No.
Did you even care?
No.
You know what I mean?
I get doing it for the main event.
Sure.
But you don't need to do it for every fucking match.
Or just a 1 to 2 minute video package before every match.
Sure.
Not literally, this was like 7-8 minutes of telling us a story that didn't even happen.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. Like, how long was this pay-per-view?
Three and a half.
Yeah,
3.5. Lashley attacked Brock outside the ring before the match started. And once it did, Lashley speared Brock in the ring and then outside the ring through the barricade doing his best Goldberg impression. I mean, that's how that was like the Lesnar Goldberg fucking WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
Spears him in the ring, then spears him through the barricade. You know, it's like you figured they would start fast. And then Lashley speared Brock again in the ring, goes for the pin, but Brock kicks out of three spears back to back to back.
Yeah. Right.
Then Brock took Lashley to Suplex City. He hit an F5, but Lashley kicked out.
Which everyone does now. It's almost like it's not even pure. Second, he needs a new finisher that people don't have to kick out as much anymore. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Make the F5 a setup.
Well, he only fights two guys.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Lashley put Brock on his shoulders and he drove him into the ring post like he does with all the small guys. Then Lashley hit the big spine buster. We forgot about that. That is one of the moves he does.
Yep.
But they were still under 6.5 moves for the match. They were under 6 moves.
Crazy. Yeah.
You know, the rest were just punches and kicks and shit.
Punch and kick.
So then Lashley puts Brock in the Hurt Lock. And we haven't seen this a lot lately. I think maybe a year or two ago we mentioned that it happened. But the ref did the 3 count with Brock's arm.
Yeah.
And then Brock raised his arm for the 3rd time, of course. And then
that was the thing they did when I was a kid. And I think even during the Attitude Era, right? One,
oh, yeah.
Two, and then, oh! It was Hogan's thing.
No, it wasn't until UFC got big that they would just be like, check him, check him. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, one arm drop, and then it was over.
Yeah.
Well, I liked it.
Not even. They would just like slap him and be like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah. Dead.
He's not moving.
Dead.
Well, my thing is like, why are they doing that to Brock when Brock is still like, you can tell he's still awake and
he's
still
fighting. Yeah, he wasn't out, right. He wasn't limp, right. It was kind of weird. He wasn't limp.
So Lash, he's still in the Hurt Lock. Brock grabs the top rope, which that should have been a rope break.
Before you get to that, I love what he was like, no, get away from me. Shut up, ref. I'm not going to quit.
It's not an I Quit match. Was this a no DQ match? No, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But when these two fight.
So he grabs the ropes and then he kicks himself off the turnbuckle and he lands on, they just fall backwards and Lashley still has the Hurt Lock in. Lesnar's on top of him and the ref's just like 1, 2, 3, even though neither of Lashley's shoulders were down.
It was a messy, messy way to end this match.
He was still holding his shoulders up.
Yeah. And Cole even said like, oh, he won. Even though Lashley, he still had the Hurt Lock in. It's like, well, if he did, then his shoulders weren't down.
Right.
Because they weren't down.
And why are we protecting Lashley? Are we going to see this again at WrestleMania or something?
Oh, we're definitely going to see this match again. Because Lashley snapped and he put Brock back in the Hurt Lock after the match and Brock finally went down.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're going to do this again. Probably at Survivor Series. I don't know.
Boy.
Probably Survivor Series, yeah.
So what do you want to say?
Brock wins again.
D?
Ooh.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
C-minus?
D-minus?
D-minus?
I don't think such a thing exists.
I think it's just a D.
A D's fine.
We'll give it the D.
Give them the D.
I gotcha.
Next up, we have Damage Control versus Alexa Bliss and Asuka for the tag titles. Byron Saxton interviewed Alexa and Asuka backstage, and the TV next to them briefly flashed Bray Wyatt's logo.
Yep.
And Alexa had a little like thing there. So they're still teasing that, but it's the slowest payoff ever, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's to fake people out. It's actually going to be Asuka.
No, it's going to be Byron Saxton, actually.
But he's back now. Like, that's the stuff you do leading up to it. You don't do it now that he's back. Like, put your people together if you're going to do it already. Like, right. Give it to us. Like, stop. They're slow playing this. And then we'll get to it later. Nothing happens later either.
He's still working on his mind control technique. He still hasn't gotten it 100%.
He hasn't got it yet.
Took a while.
Yeah.
Alexa also had the worst onesie out of all of them. Because, they had to be covered completely. Alexa's was just weird. I don't know. It didn't fit her, I guess. But
yeah.
So they do the suplex powerbomb spot that they always do.
Oh, my God. Hold on. So they're chanting, this is awesome, during that moment.
Right.
And at that moment, I was thinking, I was like, are they thinking this is awesome because she has both her hands inside of her?
Yeah, it looked like a puppet. when Asuka put her hands, it looked like it went straight up Dakota and Io's asses.
The Saudis are like, we've never seen this.
This is fantastic.
This is awesome.
Right.
Yeah. So in the end, Alexa sets up for Twisted Bliss while Asuka was holding back Io. And then Nikki Cross runs out and gives Alexa the twisting neck breaker with Alexa's feet hanging off the top rope. And the ref didn't see this because Io and Asuka got in the ring, so she was yelling at them. And then Dakota pinned Alexa for the win. They win the tag titles back right after losing them. And I guess this was just so that at least one championship changes hands on the show because it was the only one.
Right.
Which is just such a cheap thing to do. Like, why'd you even bother? But yeah, Nikki also made sure she wore the proper amount of clothing to interfere. So that was nice of her.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to get killed.
And she escaped to the crowd. Talk about putting your life in your hands.
Kill her!
That was terrifying. I feared for her life.
Yeah. I just found it weird that in the story of it, Bailey convinced Nikki to interfere in the tag team match.
Yeah.
But not the more important title match.
Like, nobody interfered in that match.
They should have at least done like an AEW with Alex Marvez. Like, the women's locker room is it's locked shut.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'll go get the bolt cutters.
So there were five women in the ring.
Yes.
Together.
Yeah.
Six so, if you count the ref.
Oh, my God. What does Borat have to say?
Oh, no, that is a crime. Only in Kazakhstan, it's only legal, and in Saudi Arabia, for four women to be in the ring together, unless it's a grave.
Brothel or grave?
Yeah. Except for in brothel or in grave.
Yeah.
So, yeah, new tag team champions. They want them back.
So I don't watch Raw.
Oh, really? Neither does...
I don't watch Raw.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have that in common.
But my question is I thought that Nikki was feuding with Damage Control.
She was.
Yes?
Yes. Okay. That is correct.
So this makes no sense.
Correct.
Got it.
Well, Bailey like briefly spoke to her on Raw. Mm-hmm. So that was like the entire setup of this moment.
Okay.
So it wasn't much though.
What do you want to give this match?
I don't know.
D?
C?
A C minus.
What did you say?
Match.
D plus?
C minus.
I don't know.
Next up we have Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross in a steel cage. McIntyre got the huge entrance with the sword, the fire, and fireworks at the top of the stadium.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, it was funny because Kross and Scarlett, like, they're not, they were, that was a long fucking ramp. And they kind of had to, like, power walk right to the ring in order to get their spot in time for their entrance. Mm-hmm. Like, the fall and pray. And then he's in the ring.
She was walking into the ring while she was saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they took turns throwing each other into the cage. Kross hit Drew with a running knee, and Michael Cole was like, "Oh, Claymore-like!" And it was like, "Well, all right. I mean, it's Bryan Danielson's running knee."
Yeah.
Kross hit Drew with a Saito suplex, and the camera shot
Saito
was like right up Drew's butthole. Like it was
right in there.
It's so tight.
Thank God we don't have smell-o-vision.
Yeah, nice. You could put a Brazzers logo on that shot, and it'd be perfect.
The cameraman got pink eye from the shot. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Drew just farts in his face. But yeah, so they kept that shot for a few seconds, too. It's like, cut away already. What the hell is going on?
Too much cutty.
Then they cut away, then they cut back, and it's like, the Drew's laying down, but it's still like right up his ass.
Yeah.
It's like, why are we watching this? So then Drew set up for the Claymore, but Scarlett hopped on the apron to distract him. Kross hit the cross hammer, and he starts climbing the cage, but Drew grabbed him and suplexed Kross, who was hanging off the top of the cage, but still a good spot. They were
impressive.
High up.
Impressive.
Especially for two big guys. And then Drew tries to leave from the cage door, but Scarlett sprays him with mace, and she also sprayed the ref outside the cage with mace, and she got the key, and then Kross started crawling out, but Drew pulled him back in with an ankle lock.
Well, so she sprayed him in the face, but instead of falling forward, because he was about to,
yeah,
he like fell backwards.
He did a jump roll forward.
Jumped and rolled to the other corner.
It was so strange.
Yeah. He went back through the ropes. Oh, no. Yeah.
Right.
So he pulls him back in. He puts him in the ankle lock. Where the fuck am I? Drew ends up hitting a Claymore, but Scarlett locked the cage door so Drew couldn't get out. So Drew's like, fuck, you know, instead of pinning Kross, which I get it. Thinking about it now, I should have said pin or should have said escape because they're not going to want to pin Kross.
Yep, same. Right.
Like this early on. So Drew climbs the cage. Scarlett opens the door and starts pulling Kross out, but Drew got down. His feet touched the ground first for the win. So Drew wins, and though, you know, the whole thing was like, oh, this has to end, but I imagine we're going to get one more where Kross beats him, maybe. You know, wins the feud 2-1.
Maybe though, with Triple H, maybe they move on.
at Survivor Series.
I think they got to fight one more time.
In a hell, in a
cell. I don't really want to see it, but I think they'll have them fight one more time. Because
then it's got to be a bigger match than Steel Cage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steel Cage couldn't get it done.
Got to have a top. No one can climb out.
Like, yeah, because, like, I mean, escaping a cage, you know, that's not really, it's, you know, like,
it's a bitch
the feud's
way.
Not over.
It's a bitch way.
You beat your guy. I mean, again, when I was young, cage matches couldn't end in pins and submissions. You had to get out of the cage. Mm. You beat your opponent to a pulp and you climb out. That's how you win. You couldn't pin anybody. Stupid.
So this wasn't, you know, I would say like a B minus.
Yeah, I'd say C plus.
C plus.
C plus. No, B minus. I'll do a B minus. I'll roll it up a little bit.
Sure.
Next up, we have the OC versus Judgment Day. God damn it.
Bettors had this huge for the OC. Huge.
In Judgment I don't know Day why. One. That I makes know. No sense.
I went against it.
One of the matches you could have chopped. We did not need to see this. Before the match, Michael Cole said, Finn Balor was the original leader of the Bullet Club. I think that's the first time they've ever said that.
Said it, yeah.
The Bullet Club.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. And then early in the match, Dominic Mysterio gets, you know, tagged in. And Josh looks at me and he asks, Is Mysterio his real last name? That's what Josh said to me.
Yeah.
Seriously. I just looked at him and I stared at him for 10 seconds until Josh started laughing.
Doesn't want, what doesn't
what yeah, I doesn't. Meant was, what is his actual last name?
That's not what you said.
That's what I that's
if I'd have to
I
have the court reporter read it back to you, I can't.
That's what I meant. You have to understand intent. The intent was, what is his actual last name?
You didn't say that.
Because he was like, Mysterio is the best member of his own family. And I was like, well, Mysterio's not even the best member sans Rey.
You're just going deeper.
And then I was like, well, I wonder if Rey Mysterio is actually like their last name. Like, are there a lot of Mysterios?
Stupid ass.
Because there's obviously four.
Their grandfather is Mysterio, the Spider-Man villain.
Yes.
No.
AJ Styles. So no, we're going to move on.
Roman Reigns, real name.
Yeah. We're going to move on, but I think on the AEW recap, we should have a segment where I just randomly read wrestlers' names, and Josh has to guess whether they're real or not.
Brock Lesnar, real or fake?
That one I know is real.
No.
What?
No, it is.
Finn Balor?
Ooh, toss up.
That one sounds real. Is it real?
No. Prince Devitt is his real name. No,
I was like, God damn it. This can get confusing because John Cena is an actual name.
But that's because it's an actual name. AJ Styles.
I thought that was his real
Damian
name.
Damian Priest.
No, that one I know is not real.
You were iffy on the real Ripley. Ripley? Ripley's, believe it or
there
not.
There could be Ripley's out there.
Maybe. Maybe. But no, this is going to be a fun game we do for a while. Josh, The Undertaker.
That
real
one I
or
know
fake?
Is fake.
Kane. Well, they're brothers, right? So they have to have the same last name.
That one I know is fake because
it's Kane Undertaker and then Undertaker. Yeah.
No, that one's Glenn Jacobs, and I only know that because he's a mayor.
A mayor. A mayor?
Yes, and I think he could run.
He's
for,
a mayor.
I think he could run for mayor as
mayor, like as a horse.
Kane. He should be Kane.
He's a horse.
So yeah, Dominic is the worst. He kept doing Eddie's dance, but he sucks. He can't even do the dance right. He can't be a cocky heel. He's just bad. He's just bad.
He's just not good.
And then mid-match, Balor and Styles were on the top rope. Priest then puts Anderson in the electric chair, and then Gallows puts Dominic in the electric chair. And Josh is like, oh, chicken fight. And it's like, yeah, well, you're not wrong.
It was very AEW-like.
And then Styles suplexed Balor off the top rope, and that somehow caused Priest and Gallows to fall back at the same time. That was such a dumb spot.
One great.
That was indie wrestling bullshit.
That's like Tony Khan must be around here somewhere.
Yeah. So then in the end, Styles sets up for the phenomenal forearm, but Rhea Ripley, the equalizer, she grabs him and throws him on the apron, and Cole yelled, someone needs to kick her ass! And I imagine that's obviously setting up for Beth Phoenix whenever she and Edge return. And that's probably, that could be War Games. That could be a Survivor Series match, right? 4-on-4, one woman each.
So why is it the woman can hit a man, but a man can't hit the woman.
We ask this every week, Josh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
In a fake show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Balor hit Styles with the coup de grace for the win, and he really laid that coup de grace in there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he bended his knees, but still.
Yeah. No one would care even if men hit women in a fake show.
In Saudi Arabia, that's the perfect place to do it.
But like they've overcorrected like everything in this.
But they've done it a few times recently. You know, Orton RKO'd Nia Jax, Race hit the 619.
That was like 4 years ago now, though, wasn't it?
Sure, but Corbin did the End of Days to Becky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, you know, that was a few years ago too, but still, like it's been done.
Right.
But they're just gonna wait for Beth. We need a woman. So yeah, this wasn't good either. The spots were stupid. Yeah.
This was a solid D.
And I hate the Judgment Day. I would go D.
Solid D. That works.
I'm tired of watching them.
That brings us back down.
Oh, it's going to get even worse because we've got Omos versus Braun Strowman.
And did they let it go under 5 minutes?
Nope.
No, they did not.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
You should read some of this in the monster voice.
Oh, yes.
So Omos actually had wrestling gear, and I will in a minute. But Braun beat up MVP on SmackDown. I guess MVP didn't want to go to Saudi or something.
Why would he not want that money?
Well, I mean, it's dangerous.
Well, I guess. Why is
so he? So Omos is going to tell us how this match went.
I'm in the ring. My rap music. Everyone loves my rap music entrance. I got face to face with Braun, and I put my hand in his face. And he grabbed my hand, and then he grabbed my other hand, and we did Vince McMahon's favorite spot from the 80s, the test of strength. And I beat him. I beat the test of strength, and I hit Braun with the worst big boot that you'll ever see in the history of wrestling. This match sucked ass because I suck ass. But did you like my wrestling gear? Like, I finally had wrestling gear.
You gotta... I did not.
Oh, God.
Your wrestling gear sucked ass.
This is bad.
So, yeah, Omos hits Braun with a headbutt. He gives him a body slam. Braun clotheslined Omos out of the ring, but it took two tries. And then Braun went for the round-the-world bullshit, but Omos knocked him down. And then in the end, Braun power slammed Omos for the win.
I'm sorry. Watching this match, the only thing that I could think of is if we had a pay-per-view against AEW and WWE, we could have the Giant from AEW versus Omos. Could you imagine that?
It'd be the worst match of all time.
We've done it.
I don't,
this is the worst show.
God. I don't think anyone enjoyed this match.
That's tremendous.
Oh, right. That one guy.
It was leftover.
That's right.
Leftover.
Yeah, Vince, he loved it. Yeah.
Such good shit.
That's right. I forgot. But yeah, this is an F. This match sucks.
It failed. Failed in every way.
Omos is the fucking worst. Next up, we have another match that should have been canceled. Brawling Brutes versus the Usos for the Undisputed Tag Titles. Like, we just had this match
a few
weeks ago, and they lost. Why are they getting another title shot?
Right.
Butch stomped on Jimmy's arm while it was on the steel steps, and then Ridge Holland yelled, that's for Sheamus! It's like, yeah, we get it. We know.
We knew that already.
Makes sense. You don't have to over-explain everything. The Usos do the double splash to Butch, which never looks good for the guy splashing on the guy's legs.
Well, right. First of all, they land on their feet. Splash the guy.
The one going for the legs, it's just like, what are you doing exactly?
Yeah.
Splashing on their knees? That's going to hurt you.
His kneecaps in your stomach will not feel good.
No.
So Holland breaks up the pin, and then Jay grabs Butch, and he's like, they say I ain't Usy. It's like, what does Butch have to do with it?
Yeah, he
didn't do anything to deserve that.
Yeah.
Why are you hurting me?
And then Butch and Holland do their lame finisher to Jay, like the kick and a body slam. What the fuck is that? And Butch goes for the pin, and the ref delayed the pin because Jimmy was late to break it up. And then later, Butch was on the top rope, and Jay goes for a super kick, and it didn't look too good because his T-shirt was around his ankles.
He literally got ripped. He got stuck. And well, so he ripped it earlier in the match. Take your shirt off, bro. Right. Holland ripped it earlier in the match.
Yeah.
It was like around his waist and it fell to his ankles. Like, dude, come on. Be aware of something.
Yeah.
Where's the ref to be like, dude, take your shirt off, dumbass.
The final spot was good, though, because Jay and Butch were on the second rope.
Yeah.
And Jay lifted him up and then Jimmy hit him with the 1D for the win. Mm. So, I don't know. It was just a match.
The LBD.
Sorry.
Push Josh.
So, yeah, I don't know. A C. I mean, it was just a match. It was just there. Like
C minus. Just to be different.
C minus probably works. It was a nothing.
Just to be different. I'm pretty sure most of the matches we've rated.
I mean, that raises us to a D. It raised us to a D for the show so far.
Yeah, thankfully the last two matches were good. Good. We got Bayley versus Bianca Belair, last woman standing for the Raw Women's Championship. I guess the story behind Bayley was like she's so desperate, she's using all the weapons she can. She gets a kendo stick, Belair ducks, and the kendo stick went out of the ring and landed on a barricade. And some little kid like touched it for a second, but then I thought he was gonna be like, I hit her right when she comes. I hit her with it.
Yes, son.
Yes, son.
This is what we did in school yesterday, Dad. We hit a woman. It was a random woman.
Random
off the street. Well, the teacher, but you know.
My turn. Classmate, she has to go to the restroom, and we each grabbed a kendo stick, and we beat her with it. And she went to the restroom in the class. She pissed blood.
She stuck out her tongue, and as you know, Dad, like you taught me, you know, tongue is hot. It's so hot.
And we peed in her mouth, just like you showed me.
Yeah. They're sick. It's sick people.
Look, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
They've got some weird rules over there.
We don't
stand by any of them.
You asked to go to the restroom, we pee in your mouth. That is the law. So Bayley gets a chair. Belair avoided that too. Belair hopped on the second turnbuckle, which is usually when she spanks herself, but she didn't this time.
But she was bent over. But yeah. She went.
And yeah. She didn't do it.
She had restraint.
Why didn't she do it? Well.
Well, fearing the kendo.
Just rewind 30 seconds.
We got Belair on the second rope. Yes, I see her. Are you prepared? Yeah, I can pull it now. No, wait.
Yeah. So Bayley also brought a ladder in the ring that comes into play at the end. Bayley then sat Belair on a chair and then jumped off the barricade to clothesline her off it. That was good.
That was good.
And then there was a good spot when Bayley tripped over part of the ramp, but then she showed, like, we were like, oh, she might, like, we were all bought in at this point. Right. We're like, oh, shit, she's hurt, fuck. Falling. But then it was just a work and she attacked Belair. That was good. Then Belair threw a chair at Bayley, knocking her off the top rope. Bayley then tripped Belair and Bianca hit the back of her head on the ladder. That couldn't have felt good. No,
it didn't look. Yeah, it was. I liked the spots. The girls really put themselves out there.
Yeah. Bayley trapped Bianca in the steel steps and hit her with the kendo stick a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. Belair gave Bayley a spine buster on the steps. And then they went all the way to the stage where Bayley gave Belair a Bayley to belly. And then Bayley put Bianca in some crate. And the ref was counting, and it's like, well, how do you know she's not squatting in that thing, right? No, but like Bayley tried to like keep it shut, but Belair broke out of it.
Powered out.
Like She-Hulk or something.
Oh. All right.
Way to bridge the universes.
Okay.
Then Bayley put Belair in the crossface, and then she left. And then Bayley came back driving a golf cart.
This was the worst part of the match.
She was gone for a long time.
But isn't that illegal?
Well, no, she never did anything.
She's driving.
No, not in a last minute. She's
driving
in Saudi Arabia.
I did not realize it.
Does that bitch
have a women's driver's license?
Hey, Triple H, very clever, okay? The law says a woman cannot drive on the ground and the stage was raised.
Yeah.
Very clever, okay? We're still thinking about it, but for now, she gets to escape our country.
She can live for now.
She can escape on the plane.
But if she ever comes back, because here, and so it is different, the law is different from cars and golf carts, but here, a woman can only drive a golf cart if she's working as a slave for the country club?
Could you?
And she drives the men around.
If she's driving other women to a brothel, that is fine.
And also, if she can drive, if she's also giving man the hand job in the passenger seat at the same time.
Yes, and she can also drive herself to her own stoning. That is fair.
After she's done,
that is legal. We wrote that last year.
Actually. After she dropped men off from golf cart, she has to drive off a cliff. That is your final destination. That's my favorite movie. We're remaking it. It's Saudi Arabia, but it's all women dying.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even think about the women driving.
Oh, my God.
But you're goddamn right. It would have been even more hilarious to have a dude driving her.
Do you remember that one of the first Saudi shows, they showed a video package of how progressive they're being?
Yeah.
And they actually celebrated a woman driving. Right. They did that.
It was the first.
And look, we let this woman drive. Are we off? Are we cut? Shoot her. Listen, guys, it's the last time. Fucking Vince, man.
I mean, once they make that giant thing that they're making, like, how many women are going to get pushed off the top of that and then just plunge thousands of feet? It's like, well, 10 more women were pushed off the top today. And it was all like, yeah. So Bailey drives the golf cart and then she has it like she was going to run Bianca over, but then she just stops.
That would have been super illegal.
Like, it doesn't even make sense for why Bailey got the golf cart if she wasn't gonna do anything
with
it.
She just rolls up to her and then gets on the roof. Like, that's what?
Yeah.
It's like 5 feet.
So Belair knocked Bailey out and drove the golf cart back to the ring with Bailey on top of it.
Missed opportunity.
Yes.
To just hit the ring.
Hit the apron and ring, and then have her fly off into the
Ring.
It would have been great. I think they could have done it too. I think just missed opportunity. Someone's kicking themselves now. Because she rolls up to the ring and just stops.
I think what happened is that they hit the edge of the lifted stage.
Yeah.
Like, no, we can't hit the floor. We can't hit the floor.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because that table was...
Then it's illegal.
They had the table that... you go. So Belair throws Bailey off the top of the golf cart, and Bailey is supposed to go through the table that was there, but she missed the table. I mean, she hit it a little bit, but just like the edge. So they improvise, and Belair powerbombed Bailey through the table.
Ouch.
And Bailey barely made it back up. And then Belair threw some chairs in the ring and slammed Bailey on them. Belair went for a 450 splash, but Bailey moved, and Belair landed on the chairs. And she did a really good job of making it up right before the 10 count. Because she was like on her back, and the ref's like, 9! And then she quickly got up. Yeah. So that was good.
Yeah.
In the end, Bailey tried to hit the rose plant on a sitting chair, but Belair countered with the KOD, and Bailey's like leg hit the chair. Oof. And then Belair put Bailey in the middle of the ladder and pushed it under the turnbuckle, and Bailey couldn't get out of it. So Belair retained.
That was a really creative finish, to be honest.
It was good.
Yep.
So Bailey was pushing the ladder and trying to get out the side, and she couldn't do it in time.
Yeah.
So Belair retains, you know? I think Bailey eventually gets this belt, but they don't want Belair to just lose it like she lost it to Becky with like, oh, first try you get it, you know, they want to make her look good.
Well,
Bailey might win it the next time they fight, which will probably be January because they're probably gonna be like a War Games match between the both stables. You know, Becky will probably be back. They showed a Becky Lynch video package, so she's fucking returning soon.
Interesting.
So it'll be the four of them versus the four of them.
Okay.
You know, because they'll have Nikki. That could be an interesting War Games match.
Mm. I'd be down for that.
That would be cool. Yeah. That'd be good.
But so
aside from the golf cart shit, this was a really good match.
I don't think it hurts it. I would say B plus, A minus.
I'd go with B plus.
Yeah, B plus is good. Yeah. Then next up, we have an in-ring promo from Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, it has to progress now. Like, this is a pay-per-view.
Anything.
But they just treated it like it was another episode of SmackDown.
Yeah.
He talks about the monster that destroyed everything he ever loved, leaving him alone, and the crowd chanted, "We love you," but Bray said, "No one loves me. They love the idea of me.
I don't even love me.
I don't love me, Randy. Yeah. Randy doesn't even love me." And he says, "My name is Bray Wyatt, and I'm going to rewrite the end of my story." But then Uncle Howdy interrupts on the giant fucking Titantron and says, "Do you think they will still love you if they knew the truth? You're going to remember how good it feels don't take the mask off. Tell me I'm wrong. All this stuff. And then, and then dip. And then that's it.
Well, all right.
Dip. And then that's
how much longer? Yeah. When is he going to even wrestle a match? He's not feuding with anyone right
now. And again, Uncle Howdy, it's his voice.
It's him.
So I'm really worried it's him versus himself.
But who's going to be Uncle Howdy?
I don't know. You know, they'll have like a you know, a theatrical match maybe somewhere. And then he gets over it.
Cinematic match.
He's got to kill the Fiend and he's got to kill Uncle Howdy. And I don't know. I don't love where they're going with all of this. The guy has a mask on.
I'm very worried about it.
He takes it off. He has another mask on.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
I'm very worried about it. I always figured it was like the writers and Vince approving what the writers were, you know, coming up with for the Fiend. But maybe this is just, maybe this is just all Bray. I don't know.
I don't know.
So this was a
very worried. I hope the payoff is good, man. Because so far it's, I'm very worried. It seems like we're doing the same old stuff again.
For sure.
Where it's like the return was awesome, but then everything else just gets
delay, botched. delay. Look, we don't have to. He doesn't have to fight Roman tomorrow, right? I know it's Bray Wyatt, but there's a line. He can feud with people. Let this progress.
But the longer it goes, the less you seem to care, right?
Yes, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what makes it bad.
Mm-hmm. Like the QR codes and the teasing of the return was great.
Right.
But now it just seems like we're doing that again.
Sure.
These might as well be QR codes all over again.
Sure.
But now for the main event, we have Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Mm. And Logan Paul's entrance, he was on top of some platform that lowered him to the stage. And he filmed his own entrance. And before the match, Michael Cole said this multiple times throughout the show and before the match. He goes, a source close to Roman told me that something is different about Roman this time. He's not listening to advice. He's not ready for this. He's not focused. It's like, who's the source? Is this like Sami Zayn?
Right. It's sources.
Sabotaging Jay. From within.
Sources.
Jay, right?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Or it's just some bullshit.
All right.
So the match started with a lockup with Reigns pushing him into the corner. I think we all would have expected that. Roman slammed Paul a couple times, but then Paul did a nice fireman's carry and went for his big lucky punch. But Reigns slid out of the ring. Mm-hmm. Roman threw Paul over the barricade, but then Paul jumped off the barricade and crossbodied on him. This guy gets air.
Yes.
This guy gets so much air.
Paul.
He's got springs.
Paul does Hangman Page's buckshot lariat.
Yeah.
And he does it better.
It looked good.
Than Hangman Page.
It's very fast.
I know Hangman Page doesn't like to take advice. But maybe he should take some pointers from Logan Paul.
Well, he doesn't take advice from veterans.
From veterans,
He'll take advice from YouTube stars.
That's right. Well, Logan Paul showed me how to do this better. But yeah, that's... Oh, man. I wonder if they did that just as a shot to AEW. Like, you do that really good. Let's just do it and we'll make Hangman Page feel like a piece of shit.
Well, it's kind of a cool move. So if Logan can do it... I mean, I'm sure a lot of guys can do it in WWE, but, you know, no one wants to copy a current star, but Logan Paul doesn't give a shit.
Start. Logan Paul doesn't really have a finisher. I guess his lucky punch is his finisher, but yeah.
Which is dumb.
So Paul also came off the top rope, but Reigns punched him. There was also a cool shot that went from the outside of the stadium to inside the stadium. It's a very cool shot with a TV showing the match outside the stadium. And it was like, well, why would they have that? But if you do your research, that's where the women watch the show.
Oh, yes.
They watch from the parking lot.
They turn the cage just enough so they can see what their husbands are watching.
I will say I did like the drone work that Saudi Arabia had. For that shot and then like for all the entrances, they had like, it looked like fireworks, but it wasn't fireworks. It was just a bunch of drones that like imitated the people's looks in the sky.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Nice. You remember that?
Oh, I figured that was like CGI.
No, I think those were drones. I've seen that stuff happen before.
Really? Yeah. It looked way too good. I don't know about that.
Yeah. You can look. It's drones. They're insane.
Okay. So it's like the ones from Spider-Man. Far From Home.
Yeah. Wow.
So then Roman put Logan Paul in a chin lock. And I love this because he's yelling into the camera. And Roman's like, ain't no more YouTubers coming here anymore. It's over. It was so good.
Yeah.
Paul hit Reigns with a great gut wrench suplex. He does all of his spots so good. Reigns whipped Paul into the ropes, but Paul came off the ropes with his trainer Shawn Michaels' forearm and then did the kip up.
Yes. Nip up.
That was great. Nip or Kip, whatever. Paul hit Roman with a crossbody off the top rope and then a standing moonsault, but Roman kicked out. And then Paul tuned up the band. He goes for a super kick, but Roman caught him and hit a Uranagi. And then Reigns went for a Superman punch, but Paul punched Roman's leg. And then he hit two big Superman punches, which they called the Lucky Punch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two of them.
And Reigns barely kicked out.
Reigns is so good at that. Like the barely kick out. Yep. One, two, and like, man, he knows how to pull it up at the last second.
2 and 99%.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Booker. Then Paul laid Roman on the Saudi announce table and then jumped off the top rope to give Roman a frog splash while holding his phone.
Wow.
I wonder if he posted that footage yet. That'd be pretty cool to see.
Right.
He's filming. And then I don't know exactly what happened first, but Logan Paul's friends were ringside. Did the Usos just run out and attack them for no reason?
It happened so quickly. No,
so he took the phone.
Yeah.
He gets up on the ring. He does the move.
Yeah.
And then Roman was hurt, so the Usos came to check on Roman.
Roman, okay.
And then I think they were just screaming at them. So I think the Usos, like, pulled them in, right? Yeah. Like, pulled them over.
Right.
And threw them in the ring and beat them up.
That was that was, like, where it was, like, this was unnecessary.
Oh, yeah.
I guess this was Logan Paul, like, well, if I'm going to do it, and my friends are going to get in the ring. It's like, but they're stupid. Like, they're nothing. Nobody knows who your stupid friends are.
It distracted from the match.
Your podcast buddies.
It was dumb, yeah.
The Usos beat the shit out of him. And then the music hits and Jake Paul comes out.
Did he post that dive yet?
I looked. I didn't see it yet.
What did you look
at? When I was downstairs. I looked at Logan Paul's social media.
Yeah.
And YouTube. I didn't see it.
So Jake Paul comes out and he knocks out the Usos with two of the shittiest worked punches. Mm-hmm. I mean, he hasn't been through the Performance Center. Oh, this is it. Him going through.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we're watching Logan Paul on the top rope.
Oh, he slowed it down.
That is so
funny. Oh, my God.
That is cool.
That is awesome. He's filming himself.
That's awesome.
That's the best thing I've seen Logan Paul do.
God, it's a shame I hate this guy.
I know.
Shit.
It's a shame he's a dick.
If he would, like, stick around and not just wrestle, like, you know, once every few months, then...
Right. It's the same with, what's the announcer's name that also has a podcast? The one that was on NXT? Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Him and Pat McAfee, they're fucking amazing in the ring, but you don't get to see them very often.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
So Paul hits a splash in the ring, but Reigns kicks out.
The frog splash?
Was that what that was? I think he just did a splash back in the ring.
Oh,
the frog splash was through the announce table.
No, but he then does a frog splash in the ring.
Okay.
He does like the full frog splash.
Okay.
It was awesome. That's when I was like, that was as big as Montez Ford as far as how high he got.
Reigns kicks out, and then the music hits again, and Solo Sikoa comes out. He gets face-to-face with Jake Paul, but the officials separate them, and I think that they did that because that's the next match. Why would they do that, you know?
I was never a Solo.
Like, Jake Paul knocks out both Usos, whatever, but then Solo comes out, and the ref's like, you can't be here, Solo! Right. But everyone else is fine?
Right.
It was so weird.
Jake Paul hasn't gone through the Performance Center like Logan Paul has. And that's really...
Not that we know of.
But those work punches, you can tell, no one taught him how to do a work punch yet. They were awful. Logan Paul looking great. I mean, Ronda Rousey came through there. She's like, it's just really like, it just shows how good that Performance Center is.
Sure.
Man.
You're learning from Shawn Michaels.
Everyone look really good.
Yes, please.
The officials separate them. And then Paul took out the Usos. But when he gets back in the ring, Roman Superman punches him and then hits a spear for the win.
That's it.
One, two, three. But this match was 25 minutes. And the only thing that hurt it was all the interference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the interference.
It was 20 minutes of gold, 5 minutes of shit.
And I get it. They want all that. They want Jake Paul to come out. Go, oh my God, look, it's Jake Paul. He beat up Anderson Silva, who's 50. But like...
Literally.
You know.
Yeah.
But the match was still really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thankfully, Roman won.
Right.
It's an A.
Yeah.
I would say A.
B plus.
At the worst, I'd say A minus, but yeah.
A minus.
It was really good.
Right.
Just because of the interference, but.
Okay.
Yeah, so at least the final two, the main event was good. So where are we at then?
Like a C minus, D plus range.
I mean, most of the
matches. And that's
matches.
Only because the last two matches brought it up from the floor.
For sure. Yeah. So
no surprises. right? No surprise appearances. I mean, I don't count Jake Paul. It would have counted.
Jake Paul was announced.
It's his brother, yeah.
God, I almost put Jake Paul. I really did. But then I was like, I really had a feeling Becky was going to show up.
Yeah.
But they announced Jake Paul a couple days ago, but it was still before we did the scorecards.
Isn't technically Bray Wyatt a surprise?
No, they announced him.
But he's on the show, so it wouldn't have been a surprise on here.
But he was. They also announced him for. He's going to show up and do nothing. Right. He's going to show up and do nothing.
Right.
So there you have it. Who's the champ? Who won the scorecards?
There you go, bud.
Let me take a look at this. Hold on. So did Josh win? Josh filled out a scorecard. He obviously got the lowest score like he usually does.
Damn it.
It wasn't me. I put no contest for that Bayley Bianca match. That was stupid.
And still.
Joe has the highest score of anyone that's here.
Okay.
I mean, you got to show up to win it, right?
Must be present to win. It's happened to me before.
You got
to
enter the ring in order to win, right? I mean you got to show up.
That's how it works.
You got to show up to win.
I will retain. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
I guess that's.
Boom.
That's still how it
champion.
Is.
Still champion.
Still the champion. Wow.
Boom.
At least I still have a belt, and I'll keep it.
Aw.
I'm beltless.
We got two more pay-per-views this month. Three in November.
AEW?
Full Gear and War Games.
Oh, fuck. Full Gear. Forgot.
And Full Gear's first, so yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, let us know what you thought of the pay-per-view. What'd you think of Logan Paul? Let us know in the comments. And we'll see you at the next one.
Boom.
Push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with